C. Gamification. These days, many businesses are incorporating features common to games through a practice known as gamification. Customer support centers, for instance, may allow customers to award points to customer service agents based on the quality of the service they provide. The agents get rewards, such as additional pay, based on the number of points they receive. Their scores are also displayed to other agents, and some managers believe this can create an atmosphere where employees try to compete with one another to satisfy customers. Some managers also believe this element of competition can make the work more enjoyable, which could prove especially useful in jobs where wages are low and employee turnover is high. Critics of gamification argue that it reduces employee morale in the long term. Research has demonstrated that the most powerful motivators for employees are independence, skill development, and the satisfaction that comes from being engaged in meaningful work. External rewards may fail to satisfy these needs. Furthermore, it could be argued that such reward systems focus too much on success. According to one expert on game design, including more possibilities for failure would encourage workers to stay more committed to their work.
Questions. Number 15. What do some managers believe gamification can do? Number 16. According to critics, what does gamification fail to address?